It's the Pinky the Pig Show. Okay, it's me. It's Pinky the Pig. It's time for our podcast show. Thank you for listening to the Pinky the Pig podcast show, where you can listen, laugh, and learn with an oink and a moo. And I'm here with my excellent, fabulous friend, Mildred the Moo Cow.
Hi, Pinky. How's Pinky today?
I'm great. I had so much fun. Yesterday was 4th of July. Did you have fun?
I did. Well, what'd you do?
Well, we had so much fun. I had corn on a cob. It was so delicious.
Oh, you did? Was it sweet?
Yeah, sweet corn on a cob. I ate 4 ears of corn on a cob.
Oh, well, pretty good.
How many do you eat, Mildred?
Oh, probably more than that.
Well, yeah, you're a cow.
Right, well, you're a pig.
Yeah, okay. We eat a lot of corn.
We do, but the corn that you enjoyed yesterday on the 4th of July.
Yeah, there was a whole barbecue situation going on also.
Yeah, right. But anyway, the corn that you enjoyed, that was sweet corn, correct?
Yeah.
But corn didn't start out like that.
What do you mean?
Well, it took man many, many, many years to develop the sweet corn. I mean, corn originally comes from like a wild grass, and it was just this wild grass that just had very small grains of wild corn. And it took many, many, many years to develop it. I mean, it's developed by man. It's natural. It doesn't grow like that.
Hmm.
Because what man did, he would have the selective small grains, and then he would cultivate them together, and he would cross the high yielding plants and make hybrids of the corn. So it developed over time.
Over time.
Well, corn originally was domesticated in Mexico like 9,000 years ago. And there are other theories that it started in South America. But regardless, it's also, as you know, it's called maize.
Yeah, maize. The Native Indians, they started the corn cultivation.
Absolutely. And throughout North and South America. I mean, Europe didn't even know about corn until they came to the Americas, and then they took it back with them.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's one of the world's most vital crops. It's used for everything. I mean, flour and syrup, fuel. They even make plastic out of corn.
Well, it's not really plastic.
No, but it's so versatile. But in the beginning, the kernels, they had a very hard casing around them. And so over time, the grains, it was an evolution. And it was a long, long process to get them to where they are today. I mean, they used to be very small. They only have like 10 rows of corn, and they had all this hard casing around each kernel. So...
Yeah, I got it. We changed it.
Right. Yeah, modern corn is quite different from the wild corn.
Yeah, but it's really kind of trippy the way it grows. Okay, the big stalk grows up, just looks like a big grass. Very pretty in the sun. Very shiny green.
Right.
And then up comes off the stalk, then there comes this big tassel, and it grows up tall, and it makes like this, like that's like flowers.
Right, they don't actually flower. They can in the evening, but you're right, it makes a big tassel, and that's where the pollen is, and the clusters of flowers are in these tassels, and then the pollen shakes down, and then it lands in the stalks. And that's where the corn ears start to grow. So when the pollen drops down into the corn ears, that encourages the ripening of the ears of corn.
Yeah, that's self-pollinating.
Correct. And also the bees and the butterflies, they come in on that tassel and they shake loose the pollen, and then they get that pollen all over themselves, and then they go to the next plant and they transfer the pollen.
Yeah, you know the bees that on their legs, on their back legs, that have these little suitcases. It collects the pollen and it sticks in there and it gets trapped, and then they take them back into the hive and they feed their babies the pollen.
That's right. But they also fertilize the eggs of the ears of corn. They're like little eggs and they need the pollen to grow.
Yeah, the birds and the bees. Yeah, I know how that works.
Right. But here's the other thing. When you're cultivating corn, you have to be really careful, because just the wind can take that pollen across. And now you're going to change up what you're trying to grow. If you plant different varieties too close to one another, you're not going to end up with that sweet corn if you plant a field corn near it, because now you're going to cross-pollinate.
Now you don't want to cross-pollinate.
Right, because that's, now you're going to change it up. But to make the really good high-yielding plants, the hybrids, you have to isolate them.
Yeah, I get it.
But the old corns, the original, there was the black corn, was kind of blue, Delaware corn.
Okay.
And then there was the grandmother corn.
Hmm.
And then there was the white flower corn.
Yeah.
But, you know, the ideal for people is the sweet corn.
Yeah.
And then the field corn, that's what they feed animals and livestock. And, you know, they make corn meal and corn oil out of the field corn. Also, they make bourbon and whiskey.
Yeah, they ferment it. Oh, geez.
Right, but the corn gives so much.
Yeah, you got to make dumplings and tamales and grits and hush puppies.
Pinky, you never had all those.
No, I just had a corn on the cobs. It was really good yesterday.
Yeah. But, you know, nowadays we have the flint corn. That's the colorful, you know, with the hard casing. That's the colorful. It's just for ornamental.
Yeah, the pretty corns. Yeah, Thanksgiving.
Right. And then the dent corn, that's what they feed the animals, you know, the livestock, with the hard shell.
Yeah.
And then the sweet corn.
Yeah, that's what I had yesterday.
And then, of course, popcorn.
Right, the popcorn has a little drop of water in the kernel. And when you heat it at a certain temperature, it pops.
All right, so there's specific kinds of hybrid. And it's very important that you isolate them in the fields. Otherwise, they'll get all twisted.
Yeah, you don't want to get the corn all twisted.
Okay.
Yeah, so corn has really developed into quite a science, huh, Mildred?
It is, and it's a lot of money growing corn.
Yeah, well, I'm glad I get to eat the sweet corn and I don't have to eat the field corn.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, because the sweet corn is very soft. Soft! And what about the silk inside when you peel the, when you shuck the corn and you open it up, that slippery, silky stuff.
Yeah, the silk inside the husk. You know, that's very medicinal. We've learned we can use that for medicine.
I believe it. Okay, we have a poem?
Well, we just have time for a quick quote. And this quote comes from Anne Brontë. She says, "A light wind swept over the corn, and all of nature laughed in the sunshine."
Ah, Yeah, the sweet corn makes you laugh. Okay, I'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Okay, Pinky.
I love you.
I love you.